So Dr. Karoff, like, you know, you gave us really good tips about identifying tardive dyskinesia, and you talked about like how we should assess whether the person needs to be on an antipsychotic, maybe a lower dose can be tried, and maybe a switching can be tried, and so on. But we have, there are so many people with schizophrenia that, you know, they're doing, let's say they're doing well on a particular antipsychotic. It's very important, even if they develop tardive dyskinesia, it's not so easy to stop the antipsychotic or to lower the dose or to switch them. So what about anticholinergic medications? What should, is there anything we should do with the anticholinergic medications in these patients?
Yes, that's a good question not to forget. You need to consider what to do about the anticholinergics, because there's some evidence that anticholinergics like Cogentin and so forth,
benztropine
can make the classic form of tardive dyskinesia actually worse. People need to know that benztropine is very good for Parkinsonism, but in tardive dyskinesia it does the opposite. It actually makes it worse. So another step in the process of treatment of someone with tardive dyskinesia is to consider whether they need the benztropine or anticholinergic. And if they don't, then you can taper it off. And that in itself, in some studies, up to 60% of patients with tardive dyskinesia will show improvement when you taper off the benztropine. Now, if they have acute extrapyramidal problems like Parkinsonism, which can occur at the same time, or if they have tardive dystonia, anticholinergics may still be important for treating those conditions. So it has to be considered.
Right.